Hey there, social media enthusiasts and new social media managers or intending one. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the Social Media Manager Bible podcast. Today we are diving into the exciting and sometimes chaotic world of starting out as a social media manager in 2024. So buckle up because the landscape is shifting fast than a trending TikTok dance. Yes, because trust me, the social media landscape is ever changing. Algorithms are changing. Things are coming up. Everything is way, way, way different. And let's be real, the social media game is no longer just about posting cat or dog videos anymore and getting so many likes and all, and maybe just going viral. It is way more than that. Social media in 2024 isn't going to be the same 2012 Instagram 2012 Instagram feed. Did I say 2020? It's not going to be the same thing. Algorithms are getting smarter, your audience are getting savvier, and the platforms themselves, they are a revolving door of new features and new trends every single day. From the TikTok short form dominance, to the rise of AR filters, to community building through DMs, to keeping up, it's everything is a full-time job, and this is where you as a social media manager comes in. But don't worry, aspiring social media managers, enthusiasts, every single one of you, I am here. The Social Media Manager Bible podcast is here to guide you, to hold your hand and help you navigate this digital landscape. What does this mean for you? This simply means that brands are looking for people that understand the algorithms. Brands are looking for people that know how to manage platforms. And brands are eager for new perspective and innovating strategies to stand out from the crowd, because trust me, there is a big crowd and that's where you come in. If you're still listening to me on any of the podcast platforms, please don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to follow, don't forget to like, don't forget to rate this podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Now, I've got the cheat sheet for you to succeed as a social media manager, or the things you need to keep up to or look up to when you want to become a new social media manager in 2024. Number one, you need to be a content creation king or queen. Storytelling has to be your superpower. You need to know how to tell stories. As a social media manager, you need to captivate the audience of any brand that you're managing with engaging stories and engaging visuals, whether it is through video editing, whether it's through memes that you're making, or maybe any other creative format. You have the opportunity as the social media manager to showcase the brand's unique voice and create content that truly resonates with their audience. And by honing your storytelling skills and experimenting with different formats, you can unlock your full potential as a content creator, a social media manager, and establish a strong connection with the brand's audience or with your own personal audience. The second thing you want to be is you want to be a data demigod. A lot of us run away from data, but you don't let the numbers intimidate you, because data has to be your friend. You need to be able to analyze the reports, analyze the numbers and tell, okay, this is what and what is working. This is what is not working. You need to embrace the power of data analysis to unlock valuable insights, understand the engagement metrics, and also optimize your social media strategy for maximum impact. A lot of us run away from analysis. Analysis, but it's analysis that will help you see, okay, this is what we should focus on and this is what we should focus on. The third thing you want to do is you want to be a community builder, building strong and meaningful relationships with the audience of the brands you're managing or your own brand is of utmost importance. To achieve this, it is always very necessary or essential not only to respond to comments, but also actively engage with the followers of the brand through hosting live sessions, whether it is giveaway or something, host live sessions where the audience can interact with the brand. You need to probably go through an approval process. Additionally, you want to create and nurture a vibrant online community that is centered around the brand, and this will contribute to building a loyal and dedicated fan base. Because trust me, a dedicated fan base is one thing that you want to have in 2024. Number four is you want to stay on top of trends. You want to be a trend tracker. You need to stay ahead of the curve, and the only way you can do this, you need to subscribe to newsletters, and you need to be the first person to know what is going going on these platforms, because you don't want to be late to a new trend. You really don't want to be late to a trend after like a trend has died. Then that's when the brand is not posting. I know, yes, approval process for in-house social media managers can be very tedious, but you need to stay up to date with the digital landscape. I know I filmed a video last year about how to stay up to date and the industry experts to follow. You can check it out. I'm going to link it in the description below on YouTube and also on Spotify, so you can check it out, you can watch it, or you can re-listen to that episode again. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity to stay informed and the opportunity and this and stay informed and make informed decisions to drive your success. Now let's talk about the toolkit that you will need to succeed as a social media manager in 2024. Number one, you need to have a portfolio powerhouse. Now, what exactly is a portfolio powerhouse? A portfolio powerhouse is something that showcases your skills. You need to build a portfolio website or a social media portfolio that actually screams, hire me. Like when people see, they want to hire you. You need to have that. Also, you need to be a networking ninja. Like, I'm serious. You need to be a networking ninja. You need to connect with other social media pros. You need to attend industry events virtually and physically. And you want to build a strong online presence. Gone are the days where social media managers don't build their online presence. Also, you need to be a learning machine. You need to never stop growing. Take online courses, take online classes, read blogs, watch videos, stay updated on the latest trends. That's one of the ways you're going to succeed in 2024 as a social media manager. What are the other trends you should keep an eye out for in 2024? I'm going to share some of the ones I'm out keeping an eye out for as a social media manager or content creator. Number one, the short form video explosion. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts, Pinterest, everybody is doing short form content. Short form video is now king. So you need to learn exactly how to create engaging, bite-sized content that the audience will find useful. Like you want them to engage. Also, the rise of messaging apps and communities. There's WhatsApp channel, there's Telegram channel. And that being said, I have a Telegram channel with over 7,000 members. You can check the link in the description below. And you also need to be able to craft compelling content and build communities on these platforms. Also, the metaverse mania. I still don't understand the metaverse, but it's something I'm willing to learn. Virtual reality and augmented reality are here to stay. They are not going anywhere. So you need to understand how to leverage these new spaces for the brand experiences that you are making, or the brands that you're working with, or even your own personal brand. Remember, aspiring social media manager, social media is not a race. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It takes time, and you literally have to give yourself grace, to be honest. So stay motivated, stay curious, stay updated with the ever-changing digital landscape. And who knows, you might just become the next social media mastermind making waves in the world. That's it, guys. That's it for today. If you found this helpful, don't forget to like this video on YouTube. Don't forget to turn on the notification bell and leave me any meaningful comment if you have any questions or if you have any special requests for any video that you want me to make. I know I already have my topics planned for the entire year, but yeah, I can still fit in some requests. So if you have like maybe any pending issue or any pending problems that you're experiencing as a social media manager, a creative or a content creator or an influencer, just put it in the comment section on YouTube, and I'll be able to see what I can do to create a video to actually address that question or that concern. If you're looking for a community to join, you can check the link in the description below. I have a community for social media managers like you. I'm hoping to create a WhatsApp channel where I post resources. I post all these things that everybody would need. So you can check the link in the description below if I have created one. Check the link in the description on Spotify. Also, you can click on it and then it will lead you to the WhatsApp channel where I post all this creative resources, since I don't have the Instagram channel feature yet. So if you're like a social media manager, you use WhatsApp a lot, join the WhatsApp channel. You don't chat on the WhatsApp channel, but then I'm going to be posting all the videos. You stay updated about all the videos, all the classes I have. You get first dibs on every single thing. And I see you guys in the next video. Bye.